You're listening to Business Eye here on Dublin South FM. And in the studio now, we have a Declan Flood, the credit coach. Welcome to the studio, Declan.
Thank you very much, Harry.
The credit coach, great name.
Do you think so?
I like it.
Well, we do what it says on the tin. We're here to, you know, coach people, train people, show people how to do credit management.
Memorable name. And the reason why I say memorable name, you're the credit coach was mentioned to me a few weeks ago and it stuck in my head.
Very good.
And I was going to contact you, and we very luckily met at a seminar on Thursday, funnily enough.
Very good. Well, yeah. I'm glad it remembers, and hopefully now it'll stick in the memories of some of your listeners as well.
Absolutely. So, credit coach, fascinating title. Let's lift the bonnet here. What exactly do you do?
What does the credit coach do? Well, I suppose the credit coach is involved in the whole area of credit management. I know it's not a very attractive area, but such an important area.
Hugely important.
And businesses often do it so very badly. That's my problem with them. They have this, they feel they get into battle mode when they're looking for money, and I'm there to show them, to teach them. I can go in, I can teach their individual staff what to do and how to do it. There's a right way and a wrong way.
Exactly.
And I show them
yeah.
the right way.
Okay. Great. So, as you say, you're the credit coach, and it's the Irish credit management training you do as well, yeah?
Yes.
So, what was your background before forming this, and what led you to form it?
Well, I suppose, I've worked in credit management all my life. I started as a junior credit controller 100 years ago or more, and I've worked in credit management all my life, and then I became a credit manager for a number of multinationals, did a bit of training on the side, loved the training. So with the combination of the knowledge of credit management that I gathered over the years and just love interacting, training, just watching the penny drop, you know, when you're teaching people stuff, and just put the two together, decided to leave the rat race in 2002 and to set up the company was then Irish Credit Management Training, and then the credit coach sort of grew out of that.
Very good. So, right, let's look at the, as regards the education programs you provide. What is it? It's, I'll just have a look at it. It's just, from the website here, it says, I suppose, first of all, there's a certificate in credit management, isn't it?
Yes, well, I suppose it runs on sort of two different levels. There's like one-day training courses on specific topics, where if one person wants to learn a specific aspect, because, you see, that's the thing about credit. People equate credit management and debt collection as the same thing.
Yeah, and they're not.
Well, to me, they're not, no. Right. And credit management is far more than just debt collection. Now, debt collection has a part in there, but that's at the very end for the 1%.
Yeah.
To me, credit management starts with making a decision who to give credit to. So we'd have a one-day training course coming up in the Maldron Hotel in Newlands Cross, where people can come along for a day. We'll show them what to look out for, the warning signs, deciding who to give credit to.
That's very interesting, because we've come through the mother of all recessions.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of business out there with some damaged credit ratings.
Oh, yeah? Big time.
So what you go, there's a register or whatever you check, is there?
Well, yes. Well, for companies, the CRO, all the documents have to be filed with CRO, so that's a matter of public record. There's lots of agencies out there who will give information. But to me, if you go to the CRO, get what the information's that downloaded, and then be able to do it yourself to understand the figures you're looking at. That's really where the training and the teaching comes in, and that's the bit I love.
And to understand the figures as well, because as I said, it was the mother of all recessions, and unfortunately some businesses, through probably just the circumstances, got into a little bit of trouble, and they kept the show on the road.
Yeah.
Do you look at the bigger picture and say, well, listen, this was a good business traditionally, maybe, and
absolutely, yeah. And just because somebody has a glitch on the record 5 years ago, I think, you know, it's about trends. It's about, you see, accounting is dealing with the past and what has happened in the past.
Yeah.
To me, credit is dealing in the future. If I'm giving you credit, I want to make sure, can you pay next month's bill? That's really all I'm worried about.
So, and you'd look specifically at the last 18 months, like, let's say, how are they doing?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or how is it getting better?
Yeah.
And to me, the two factors that come into it, and in fact, the banks still haven't grasped this, to be honest with you, as far as I'm concerned.
No.
There's two factors. There's the financial factor, so their ability to pay. But there's also somebody's willingness to pay and the character of the person that you're dealing with. And they're two different animals. And to me, somebody who is of good character, who just got themselves into a bind, the business tumbled, they, you know, that's a genuine person. they deserve another chance.
In other words, they're not a strategic default or anything.
The whole bottom fell out of it, and
as happened
there's lots
to a lot of good
victims,
businesses.
A lot of good businesses.
Yeah.
And you'd hate to see these guys being tarnished for life.
So
they need a second chance, and I think. But then there are the chancers, and I suppose good credit management is knowing the difference between the two.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So you got the certificate and that, and I suppose then you got the diploma in credit management.
Yeah, well, that's more for credit controllers, credit managers who are career professional credit managers who want to be credit controllers, credit managers. That's what they want to be when they grow up. So many people, credit is just a part of their job. It's, you know, and sometimes it's a part they don't particularly like. So the ICMT, the Irish Credit Manager Training, the certificate and diploma is mainly for credit controllers out there who want a professional qualification, recognition, and, you know, a line on their CV to progress in the credit profession.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I can see you've got some interesting stuff coming up pretty soon.
There's lots of dates planned.
I mean, an interesting course is perfect.
Perfect your collections. Yeah, so this is about the art of getting paid.
Right.
So this is how to get paid. And here's the thing, we do it with a smile on our face.
It's very important.
Oh, look, because and one of the first lessons we give to credit controllers, particularly young credit controllers coming in, you are not dealing with debtors. Mm. You are dealing with customers. These are the most important people in the world. We, you know, spend so much time and effort in getting them in the door.
And very important to build relationships.
You have to build relationships, and that's the secret. And if there is one secret to good credit management, is building strong relationships with customers, being understanding, but not being taken advantage of.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have our terms set out, we've done a good job, we need to get paid.
Mm.
And I will do a job for you, I'll agree a payment date, and then that's it.
Mm. Great, great.
No mystery, really.
And you got then coming up a week or so after that, is it? Managing the credit.
This is great. I love this one, because this is for credit managers. What tends to happen is, and I think it's in sales, it's everywhere, people become credit managers because they were good credit controllers. People become sales managers because they were good salesmen.
And that mightn't transfer
Never.
The case may be.
That's like saying to a guy, you're a good mechanic, why don't you become a surgeon?
Yeah.
They are two totally different disciplines. So this course
you're talking about somebody who can be very good specifically at their job, and then you're telling them, can you manage all these people? And it's not.
It's
not in their skill set.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And they don't have the first clue how to manage people.
Yeah.
And once you become a manager, it's less about the function and more about the people. And I've discovered over the years, because I do a lot of reading and writing and stuff myself, so I've discovered the best way to manage people. The best way, and it's not obvious, a lot of it's counterintuitive, but to get the best out of every person that works for you, that's the job of a manager. That's what we cover off in one day.
Wow.
These are the tools, these are the 10 things you need to do, and these are the things you never do.
Good course.
Oh, it's a great course.
Okay, and the credit risk in assessment and mitigation.
Risk assessment, that's just looking at balance sheets.
Yeah.
And now I keep it exciting, you know, there's no sleeping on my courses. You know?
Not allowed.
So I keep it interactive, I keep it interesting, I keep it up to date. Show them where to get the information and then what to do with the information when they get it and how to make a proper credit decision. Because you mentioned banking earlier as well. A lot of our woes now come from bad credit decisions. Banks giving money to people who should never have got money.
That was in the past.
Was in the past. And look, it's going to happen again. We never learn.
The other extreme where they're not giving money to people where there should be a little bit more.
100%.
You know,
and so we need to have. So, but what happens is the pendulum swings from giving it to anybody who walks in the door to giving it to nobody. And even in the good times, there's a happy medium there. You know, it's easy to say yes when things are good and no when things are bad. To me, and what I teach and what I explain to people is how to say yes in the bad times and when to say no in the good times.
Right, very good, very good.
That's the
What's
trick.
What's the famous saying? They give you an umbrella when the sun is shining, then take away it starts raining. But anyway.
Absolutely, yeah, well,
we won't get into that.
No,
right.
That's a different conversation.
Right, consultancy, just generally the area.
Consultancy, yeah. Well, I suppose anything to do with credit management, cash flow management, or whatever. I find a lot of companies in various industries have built up debtors' ledgers over a period of time or whatever. They've got their customers into bad habits, and they pick up the phone and say, "Dec, can you come in for half a day? Can you just have a look at what we're doing and make 6 recommendations in terms of what we should be doing to make sure that the money comes in quicker?" And that can involve external services, invoice financing or whatever. To me, the cheapest and easiest is get it yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, hear people talk about cash flow management and trying to fund and finance cash flow management, and banks won't give us money for cash flow management. But hold on, if you're buying something for €1 and selling it at €2, you know, if you have the same amount of credit from your suppliers as you're giving to your customers, at the end of the month, you should have the €2 to pay your suppliers. And as long as you can live on the other euro yourself, that business is going to succeed. If you're taking 150 out of it, you're not going to succeed no matter what happens. And if your suppliers are knocking on your door after 7 days and you're allowing your customers 60 days, there'll come a point where you'll just run out of money.
Mm-hmm.
And all business failures occurs when they run out of money.
Yeah.
And somebody said to me once, you know, in terms of, you know, losing money and a loss on a balance sheet during a bad time, you can lose money lots of times, you can only run out of money once.
Very good. Very good.
So let's not do that. So so the message for your listeners today is focus on the money.
Mm.
Focus on the money. You know, you're there to get paid. You're in business to make money. You're not there to build a debtor's ledger.
Yeah.
You're there to get paid. And because business people out there, they're professionals. And my definition of professional is you get paid for what you do. And if you're out there a busy fool, working and not getting paid for it, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. And why do people do that? That's why you get upset and passionate about it.
Yeah,
why do it to yourself?
You're dead right. And people who are in that situation, their face is too close to the page, and it's
and just step back and say, look, and you know, here's the 5-point plan. This is what you do, and there's no magic in this. You know, the reason I do it is because it's simple. I'm a simple person, and I love simple. And you know, so in terms of knowing who your customer is, can you trust them? That's number one. Getting your admin-y bits sorted out in terms of getting your invoices out to the right at the right time to the right people, agreeing your credit terms, and then following up, picking up the phone and saying, "How are you?"
Mm-hmm. Brilliant.
"Can I have my money, please?"
Okay, Declan. All right, we've reached that stage, Andrew, where we more or less give advice for new startups. I mean, your advice would be invaluable at this stage. But first of all, did you find it difficult to start your own business to begin with?
Oh, no, there's nothing easy about business.
Yeah.
I suppose I found it relatively easy. And I started with a customer base, which meant at least we could eat at the end of the week, you know. So when I took the jump from corporate world into the setting up the training, so I had a few clients there already made. So that took the pain out of it. It's a discipline. Somebody said to me once, the thing you have to be aware of is that when you're self-employed, you're working for a lunatic. And I think most people can relate to that. So I've been working for this lunatic now for the last 15 years. And, you know, there's good times and bad times. Would I go back? Absolutely not. You know, it's a great adventure. And I think as long as you believe in what you do and you're passionate about it, I think that's very important. You know?
I must remember that one. Yeah. I've been working for a lunatic for the past 2 years. All right. Well, if we hadn't started just sitting in the studio with us here now, What would be the 3 pieces of advice you'd give
them? Number one is care for your customers. You know, and so many people pay lip service to that and then don't follow through with action. And I think the first thing you have to do is to work out, what can I do? Because if I'm not helping my customers, somebody else will. So I think your focus has to be on your customers. The second, and some people might find this contradictory, focus on the money. If I've done a good job for you, I deserve to be paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've done the job, you're happy with the job, I deserve to be paid. So from a business perspective, you're having the confidence to pick up the phone, drop them an email, whatever is appropriate, and saying, look, did the job, are you happy? Few bob, thanks. So I think they need to focus on the money. A lot of people focus and celebrate when they make a sale, and they look at their sales figures and they look at their P&L accounts and they look at all that good stuff. To me, the bank balance, that's where the business will live or die. So the second bit of advice, customers first, money a very close second. And then in terms of advice to a startup, and this was more advice I got later on in my life, which I want to pass on, it's not my own, and it's this. A business, when you set up a business, you set it up to fund a lifestyle, not to be a lifestyle.
Yeah, exactly.
So write that down and live by it.
Right.
So that's my advice for what it's worth. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, and hopes for the future then.
Hopes. I suppose I want to continue to see credit management. I want the standards raised in credit management. I want professionals looking at it. I'd love it to be a profession where people would have a professional, be a credit manager as a profession, sitting between sales and finance, making sure that the sales become profitable sales. Love that. And to be training and educating people up to a standard where it's a seamless flowing part of the business and not the nasty thing that happens at the end.
Great. Okay. We're just coming up to the last minute of the interview.
Yeah, that's grand.
Declan, you can just encapsulate the credit coach and just give contact details, please, for this.
I suppose in terms of encapsulating it, I'm here to help anybody. My contact details are, the website is icmt.ie. My email is declan@icmt, that's the initials, Irish Credit Management Training.ie. And I'll even give a mobile if they want to give me a bell.
Absolutely.
It's 087-244-7052. Pick up the phone. Delighted to help you any way I can. Obviously, I can't be a busy fool myself, but I'll help you in any way I can, and I'm not greedy. I won't charge a fortune either.
Great stuff. Listen, Declan, absolute pleasure having you in the studio.
It's been great.
And love to have you back sometime in the near future.
Love to.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
You're listening to The Business Eye here on Dublin South FM. On today's show, we have Declan Flood, the credit coach, and now we'll take a break for ads.
On 93.9, Dublin South FM.